With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Making Steel Wars is a collaborative podcast between myself, Steel Saunders, and MakingStarWars.net's Jason Ward. It is exclusive to the Content Club on the Steel Wars Patreon page, where we try to find the Star Wars news behind the Star Wars news. Enjoy this clip. I liked the Boba Fett Lives thing. I enjoyed the... the Mandalorian Armor trilogy, or the Bounty Hunter trilogy, or something. But there was three books that jumped around the timeline. But one of the stories was Dengar nursing Boba Fett back to health.
Oh, okay.
So you know, and I guess Dengar liked the fact that someone else was wearing bandages for a little bit. I don't know. But I really enjoyed that. But I think, once you put the beak on the Sarlacc, I'm like, you're dead.
You don't get back out through the beak. I think that was the point of it, right? That's why he did it, probably. Just to make it clear, he's dead.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think the George Lucas saying that he was alive sort of thing was just a classic George Lucas. Is Boba Fett alive? And he just went, yeah, whatever. Yeah, he's alive, whatever. Whatever ends this conversation as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, no, this was like Rinsler, though, who was they were doing a lot of exit interview kind of stuff with Lucas at the time. Like, if you look on the, I think it was it the end of the Clone Wars or the beginning of Rebels, where they showed George Lucas explaining the Force to them. A lot of that kind of stuff was they were videoing it and like keeping it going and like kind of getting as much from him as they could at that time. But also, when you look at George Lucas in 2012. Look at all the writing on Boba Fett he had just done. And there were still Boba Fett stories coming, you know, with like Boba Fett going up against Cad Bane and stuff like that. And that was storied by George Lucas. So George Lucas was still telling stories with the guy. And I feel like, if I just had to guess, he was more in love with Boba Fett for the Clone Wars than he ever was in the films. You know what I mean? He had more exploration and more to do with him then. So it makes me wonder what Lucas had planned. And the Han Solo movie supposedly has a lot of George Lucas stuff in it, like stuff from Lucas's lore, not from the EU novels and not from anything that's totally new. It's like Lucas's idea for him that influences that story, from what I hear. And I have to think that the Boba Fett movie that was being prepped at the same identical time may have had the same sort of treatment, but that's, you know, just a guess. I could be completely wrong on both accounts.
How crazy is it that we would have a Boba Fett film if that dude could just find a toilet?
or just learn how to fly. Yeah. But I mean, it could be a pretty good movie, though. I mean, if you were to, like, everybody assumes it's always going to be a young Boba movie, and it probably is. But if it did start with the Return of the Jedi accident and kind of go through the process of him coming out of there and like what happens to him in the aftermath of that, and like how does he reconcile with those characters? I mean, it could be pretty interesting. It could really work. Mm. At the same time, it might just be, you know, that whole we want to make a space western thing, and that's fine. But I just feel like when we get any of these films announced, everybody just goes, we're going to get our space western. And that's going to be cool for one of these movies, but it can't all be I'm doing that space western every time. I don't think. Yeah. Hope not.
I don't think the space western thing's ever happening, just quietly. I was I'm just going to name drop here. I was over at Bresnikan's house today, Jason.
Yeah,
hanging out, playing video games, playing with his Mask toys, just Brezen out.
Okay.
He took me on a date, bought me lunch. It was delightful.
Okay.
And I was sort of saying to him about how what he thought about the theory that, you know, when they were started making all these spin-off films, they were, oh, we can go over here and we can do this like that and we can, you know, make a mystery film and we can make a, you know, a comedy and all that. But what George Lucas did was grab the best bits of all these different genres and mash them together and said, this is Star Wars. And so once you tilt it over to one side, you know, as they had the war movie, then the comedy, and they've watched it halfway through and just like gone, ah, this isn't Star Wars. We have to change it. We have to make it go back. So I just think, just make Star Wars films. Because they combine like the Western and the swashbuckling, you know, sword fighting film and the World War II film and the comedy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, what I kind of think on that, I do agree with you. I think that if there are moments,
Jason.
Yes.
Every time I talk, after I finish and pause, you should always say, I agree with you. So let's just make that the norm, okay?
Okay. I agree with you.
Thank you.
But
the Steel Wars podcast is listener supported, and through Patreon, just for a few dollars each month, you can help support the continued production of the podcast. And as thanks, you get a grip of bonus shows delivered securely to a podcast app of your choice. It takes seconds to paste your secure RSS feed into whatever podcast app you use, opening up over 250 Steel Wars episodes, including every full-length interview, regular Q&As, the Gonk and Steel Trash Compactor, Making Steel Wars, and comedy audio commentaries that you can play along with the films. All this and so much more at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And hey, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.